33-year-old Nicole Blair is described as a compassionate and endearing woman. She died in an apartment fire in Hanmer this week. Blair's supervisor, the executive director of the Children's Aid Society, says she was an exceptional employee. Colette Prevost says Blair made a difference in the lives of her clients. And she spoke about her former colleague at a news conference yesterday.
Well, Nicole is, like I mentioned, she is a valued employee. 8 years, she's meant a lot for a lot of youth and families in this community. She dedicated her life. She was very committed to the youth and families that she worked with. She was engaged with a number of friends and colleagues in the agency who considered her to be not only friends of hers, but also would consider her to be family. She was a very endearing person, someone who engaged you once you first knew her, and she will be sorely, sorely missed.
What was her? She's a child protection worker. What exactly does a child protection worker do?
So for a child protection worker in a number of roles, essentially the child protection worker will be engaged in the investigation, protection, and ongoing involvement with families to ensure the protection and welfare of children. Nicole specifically had dedicated her career in work with youth, so her work was engaging with some of the most marginalized youth of our communities who were in care and who were at risk of coming into care. So consequently, Nicole would spend time working with youth, working on transition plans, making sure that they were successful in their pursuits, in their educational pursuits, ensuring that that they had support systems that would build them to resilience. And she did that exceptionally well.
Is there any plans in your organization to going forward to honor?
Absolutely. We certainly are respecting the Nicole's family and partner at this time, and want to ensure that we're taking their lead in what is what they feel would be most respectful and honoring of Nicole. We certainly know what we would like to see happen. I would expect in the next weeks and months to come, we will find a way for us to remember Nicole, which will actually be impossible for us to forget her. But we will do something that will honor Nicole in a way that that really anchored her in this community, and will highlight her for the importance that she had, not only for the community but for all the individual youths that she worked with.
Can you describe the mood at your workplace today?
The Children's Aid Society are in absolute mourning today. It is devastatingly difficult for us to even conceive of Nicole being gone. We do child protection work is a very difficult work. We expect to be facing a number of issues, a number of challenges in the work that we do, and certainly a lot of that challenge is in risk level situations. This is a tragic accident. We are reeling from the shock of this. We are coming together not only in Sudbury but across the province. As I mentioned, this is a provincial day to recognize children in care and youth in care, and it is. It is not only ironic, but I think it is fitting that we would be talking about children in care and talking about their successes as we are also talking about Nicole and the contributions that she made to youth in this community. So our agency is thankful for the support that we have received, thankful for the respect that is being given to family of Nicole at this time, and we are receiving an encore of support from across the province, from our colleagues, from police services, from fire services, and for that we're very appreciative.
What supports are in place for the clients of Nicole?
So we've had a team dispatched onto this issue from the very beginning. So understanding the vulnerabilities of youth, not only that Nicole has worked with, but also that are also engaged with the rest of the youth team. As you can appreciate, this is having an impact to our agency across a number of systems. So we have dispatched a number of individuals who are making outreach to individuals. individually to every youth who was involved with Nicole, people that she would have been connected to previously, as well as people that youth and families that are involved with our youth team. Plans are being taken to ensure their safety, their security, and certainly their emotional containment at this time.
That's Colette Prevost, the executive director of the Children's Aid Society in the Sudbury-Manitoulin area, remembering one of her employees, Nicole Belair, who died in a fire while on a work-related call to an apartment building in Sudbury this week. Another woman is in critical condition in hospital with burns to her head and torso after that fire. Investigators say they're analyzing a refrigerator and some oxygen tanks as potential causes of the fire.